American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document, page 251. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 219. I never saw Mr. Frank bring any women into the factory. I never saw Jim Conley guarding or watching the door. I have seen Jim take newspapers and look at them, but I don't know if he read them or not. Henry Smith. I work at the pencil factory in the metal department with Barrett. He talked to me about the reward. He said it was $4,300, and he thought if anybody got it, he ought to, for he found the blood and hair. He said he ought to get the first shot at it. Milton Klein, I saw Mr. Frank last Thanksgiving evening at a dance given by the B'nai B'rith at the Hebrew Orphans Home. Mr. Frank helped Mr. Coplin and myself give the dance. We were the committee in charge. Cross-examined, I was at the jail to see Mr. Frank when the detectives brought Conley down there. I sent word down that Mr. Frank didn't care to see Conley. Mr. Frank said that he would see Conley only with the consent of his attorney, Mr. Rosser. Mr. Frank looked very much disappointed because the grand jury had just indicted him when he had expected to be cleared. Mr. Frank has a great many friends who constantly visited him in jail, Nathan Copeland. I remember last Thanksgiving Day was a very disagreeable one. The B'nai B'rith gave a dance. Mr. Frank had charge of it. Mr. Frank and his wife were there. Joe Stelker. I am in charge of the varnishing department at the pencil factory. I saw the spot that Mr. Barrett claimed he had found in front of the young lady's dressing room. It looked like someone had some coloring in a bottle and splashed it on the floor. I saw the white stuff on it. It looked like a composition they use on the eyelet machine or face powder. The alleged blood spots could have been made with a transparent red varnish. Jim Conley's character for truth and veracity is very bad. I would not believe him on oath. Harley Branch, I work for the Atlanta Journal. On May 31st, Jim Conley told me he didn't see the purse of this little girl. He said it took him 35 minutes after going upstairs until he left the factory. I was at the jail where the detectives were making him go through his story. It took him nearly 50 minutes to go through the motions. He said he finished about 1:30 and then went out. That Lemmy Quinn got into the factory about 12 and remained about 8 or 9 minutes. John M. Minner. I am a newspaper reporter. I visited George Epps Sunday night, April 27th. He said he knew the girl, that he had ridden to town with her in the mornings occasionally when she went to work. He said nothing as to having seen the girl on Saturday and coming in on the car with her. Diu, D. McWorth. I am a Pinkerton detective. I worked on the Frank case. I found near the front door on the ground floor stains that might or might not have been blood. All the radiators in the factory had trash, dirt, and rubbish behind them. Sticking my hand around the dust and dirt, I discovered a pay envelope and also a club. The stains on the club were either paint or blood. John Finley, I was formerly master machinist and assistant.